Rulings about the nature of brother woman, menstruation. In the following discourse, Hayd is a periodic flow of blood from the womb, while Istihab is a flow of blood from the womb outside of the period due illness. Case, what the earliest and the latest age for menses? Ruling, the earliest age of menses is 9 years. Any flow of the blood from the vagina before that age is istihada. There is no latest age for menses. What is the shortest period that menses can last? It may last a little less 24 hours. If it is lasted less than that, it is considered istihada. What is the longest period that menses can last? It may last up to 15 days. If it lasts more than that, it is considered istihada. What is the minimum length of time between two menstrual periods? One must be considered pure. The length of time must be at least 13 days. If blood appears before the completion of this time span, it is considered istihada. How long does menses last for majority of women? 7 to 9 days. How long do the majority of women remain pure between two menses? 23 to 24 days. Is the blood that follows during pregnancy a kind of menses? Any blood, brown substance or yellow substance that appears during pregnancy is considered istihada. How does a woman know that her menses is over? Any clear or white, sticky discharge is not considered impure. White blood and brown or yellow substances, however, both of these two types nullify the wudu. And if the flow continues, it is considered istihada. What the ruling concerning the brown or yellowish discharge that comes from the vagina? If it comes directly before or after the menses, it is of the menses. But if it is seen at other times, it is considered istihada. What if the menses commences before or after its normal time? Whenever the signs of menses appear, it is to be considered menses, on the condition that at least 13 days have passed since the completion of the previous menses. Otherwise, it is considered istihada. What if the menses lasts for longer or shorter than usual? It is considered menses unless it extends past the maximum time limit for menses, which is 15 days. What should a woman do if the blood flows continuously for a long period of time, for instance, for a month or more? If this is the case, one of the following four scenarios applies to her. 1. If a woman knows that the exact time of the month her menses usually starts, its normal duration, whether she can distinguish the type of blood or not, i.e. menses or istihada. Therefore, she would consider the characteristics of regular menses at the time of her menses. Anything after that is to be considered istihada. 2. If a woman knows the exact time of the month her menses starts, but does not know its duration, she reckons to be 6 to 7 days, the normal duration for most women. From the day her menses usually starts, anything after that is to be considered istihada. 3. If a woman knows the duration of her menses, but doesn't know the exact time of the month it starts, she reckons the number of the days she is sure of from the start of the lunar month. Anything after that is to be considered istihada. Spartan pleading. First, question. What if a woman gives birth but does not see any blood? The ruling of nifas then does not apply to her. There is no obligatory birth due upon her. and it does not break her fasting. If she sees the signs of childbirth, the blood and amniotic fluid, which accompanies labor, signaling of a childbirth is not considered nifas, but rather istihada. What about the blood that flows during childbirth? This is nifas, even if the baby has not fully come out or has only come out partially. It is not obligatory to make up the missed prayers during that time. When does the time of a childbirth begin? One should start to count the days as soon as the baby comes out completely from the womb of the mother. What the shortest period of nifas? There is no set minimum limit. Thus, whenever blood stops flowing after childbirth, it becomes obligatory upon the woman to take a full bath and start offering prayer, and she should not wait for the full 40 days to resume them. What is the longest length of time nifas may last? The longest length of time is 40 days, and whatever blood is seen after this time is not considered nifas. Instead, after this time elapses, it becomes obligatory upon the woman to take a full bath and start offering prayers. Except if the end of the 40-day time period happens to fall at the same time she normally experiences her menses prior to pregnancy, in which case she would consider the blood as menstruation. What if a woman gives birth or 2 weeks or more? The time of starting the calculation of nifas begins with the birth of the first child. What about the blood after a miscarriage? If the miscarried fetus is 80 days old and less, the blood is considered istihada. The blood is considered istihada. And if it is 90 days old or more, the blood is of nifas. The fetus should be examined if it is between 80 to 90 days. If it has the shape of a human, then the blood is of nifas. And if not, then the blood is of istihada. What if the blood stops before 40 days and then it returns again? If the blood stops before the completion of 40 days, she is considered pure and she should bathe and pray. If the flow of blood returns before the completion of 40 days, she should again stop praying and consider it as nifas until she becomes pure again. She continues in this manner until she completes her 40 days. Note: the woman in the state of istihada must pray, and she must perform a new wudu for each prayer. If the woman becomes pure before the setting of the sun, she must pray the Zuhr and afternoon Asr prayers of that day. And if she becomes pure before the time of Fajr arrives, she must pray the previous Maghrib and Isha prayers. If the time of the prayer arrives and the woman experiences menses or nifas before performing that prescribed prayer, she does not have to make that prayer up after becoming pure. A woman must loosen the braids in her hair when performing ghusl after menses and nifas, whereas she does not have to do so when performing ghusl after intercourse. It is slight for the husband to have sexual intercourse with his wife during istihada. Yet, it is allowed if there is a strong need. It is an obligation for a woman in a state of istihada to perform ablution for each obligatory prayer after cleaning her private parts. It is allowed for a woman to take medicine to postpone her menses in order to complete her Hajj or Umrah rituals, or to complete the fast of Ramadan on the condition that the medicine does not harm her in any way. Women in Islam. Women are equal to men in their reward and status in the sight of Allah according to their faith and deeds. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Verily, women are the twin halves of men." Abu Dawud. They have the right to ask for their rights or to remove some sort of oppression. The reason for this is that the message of Islam is directed to men and women, both except in those matters that there is a ticket to distinguish between the two. These rulings are not many if they are compared to the rest of the Islamic rulings. This is because the Islamic law takes into consideration the differences between the two concerning their creation and abilities. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Does he who created not know, while he is a kind, the all aware?" Women have their responsibilities, and so do men, and any interfering from any side into the affairs of the other one is going to harm the balance of life. Women are given the same reward as men even while they are at home. Asma bint Yazid came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was sitting with a number of the companions and said, "Messenger of Allah, may both my parents be sacrificed for you. I am the representative of the women that was sent to you. There is no woman from the east or west who heard of me coming to you or didn't accept that she agrees with me. Allah has sent you with the truth as his messenger to both men and women. We believe in you and your Lord who sent you. Yet we women are restricted, unbound, wasting your, i.e. men's homes, give your pleasure and bear your children. You men have been favored over us with attending Friday prayer and congregational prayers in mosque, visiting the sick, attending funerals, offering Hajj and Umrah repeatedly. When you men go out intending pilgrimage or jihad, we take care of your property, sew your clothes, and bring up your children for you. Do we have a share of your reward?" The Prophet ﷺ returned to his companions, asking them, "Have you ever heard a better statement by a woman than this one who is asking about matters of her religion?" They said, "We would not have thought that a woman would ever be able to express such meanings as this lady." The Prophet ﷺ turned to Asma and said, "Listen, woman, and inform other women who sent you that a woman who is a very good wife, keen to please her husband and doing what he likes, is equal to all that. As she lived, she was glorifying Allah and happy over what she had heard." Al-Bayhaqi. A group of women came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah, men have been giving the favor of fighting for the sake of Allah. Is there not something that we can do to get the same reward?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The work that one of you does at her home is similar to what the warrior does for the sake of Allah." Al-Bayhaqi. Also, the Prophet ﷺ has promised those who are good to their female relatives with a great reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever spends on two daughters or two sisters or his relatives seeking Allah's reward so that he may suffer them. Oh, that Allah will enrich them from his bounty. They will be a shield for him against the hellfire. Ahmed. Some rulings concerning women. It is forbidden for a man to be secluded with a woman without her mahram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, a man may not be secluded with a woman except with a mahram. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is permissible for a woman to pray in the masjid, but it is disliked if she fears any temptation. Aisha radiallahu anha said, if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had lived to see how women have started to behave, he would have prevented them from going to the masjid as the women of the children of Israel were prevented. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. A woman's reward for praying at home is multiplied just like man's reward is when he prays at the masjid. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I love to pray with you. He said, I know that you love to pray with me, but your prayer in the most secluded area of your home is better than your prayer in your room. Your prayer in the masjid of your people is better than your prayer in my masjid. Ahmed. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I love to pray with you. He said, I know that you love to pray with me, but your prayer in the most secluded area of your home is better for you than your prayer in your room. Your prayer in your room is better than your prayer in your house. Your prayer in your home is better for you than your prayer in the mosque of your people. Your prayer in the mosque of your people is better for you than your prayer in my mosque. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also stated, the best places for prayer for women are in their homes. Ahmed. Hajj and Umrah are not mandatory upon a woman except if she finds a mahram to go with her, and it is not permissible for her to travel without one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a woman is not to travel for more than 3 days except with a mahram. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is not permissible for women to visit graves, nor is it permissible for them to follow the deceased's body, janazah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah curses women who frequently visit graves. Umm Atiyah radiallahu anha said, we were prohibited from following the funeral procession, and it was not enforced on us. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is permissible for a woman to dye her hair with any color except black, for it is disliked if it is going to be a deception for a man who comes to my hair. It is mandatory to give women their share of inheritance, which Allah has decreed for them, and it is unlawful to deprive them from it. It has been mentioned in a narration, whoever tries to avoid giving the inheritance to his heirs, Allah will deprive him of his inheritance of paradise on the day of resurrection. Ibn Majah. It is obligatory for a husband to pay the expenses of his wife and the children, including all their needs of food, drink, clothes, and housing, according to the recognized customs and behavior. Allah Azza wa Jal said, let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. If a woman doesn't have a husband, then 'tis obligatory on her father, brother, or son to do so. If she doesn't have any close relatives, then it is praiseworthy for anyone of the people to do so. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who looks after a widow or a poor person is like a warrior who fights for Allah's cause, or like him who performs prayers all the night and observes fast all the day, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. A woman has more right to get custody of her young children as long as she is not married, and it is upon the child's father to pay for his expenses as long as he is with her. It is not praiseworthy for a woman to greet a man first, especially if she is young or afraid of any temptation. It is praiseworthy, mustahab, to shave the pubic hair, pluck the armpit hairs, and to cut the nails every Friday, and it is disliked to leave them more than 40 days. It is forbidden for a woman to remove hair from her face like her eyebrows. The Prophet said, Allah has cursed the woman who removes hair from her face and the one who gets hair removed from her face. Abu Dawood. Mourning the deceased. Hidad. It is not allowed for a woman to mourn for a deceased person for over 3 days except for her husband. The Prophet ﷺ said, it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to mourn over a dead person more than 3 days except for her husband, who she mourns for 4 months and 10 days, Muslim. It is obligatory for her to mourn for him for months and 10 days. In this period, it is not allowed for the wife to wear any kind of makeup, like rouge, eye makeup, or to wear jewelry, including even a ring, to wear perfume, and to wear attractive, bright colored clothing like red or yellow. However, it is allowed for her to trim her fingernails, to clean her body, and her to remove an desired body hair and to pet. There is no specific color of clothes such as black that the mourning woman should wear in her mourning period. The wife must remain resident in the house of her husband, and it is forbidden for her to leave it except for a necessity, and in such case she should do that during the daytime. It is forbidden for a woman to shave her hair except for necessity, and it is allowed for her to shorten it on the condition that she doesn't imitate men. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah curses those women who imitate men. Al-Bukhari. She also shouldn't imitate the disbelievers. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever imitates a people is but one of them. Abu Dawud. Women must cover their body when they leave their homes with a garment, jilbab, that fulfills the following conditions. 1. It must cover the entire body. 2. It must not become a source of attraction and decoration in itself. 3. It must be thick and not transparent. 4. It must be loose, fitting, and not tight. 5. It must not be perfumed. 6. It must not resemble men's clothing. 7. It must not resemble the clothing of the disbelievers. 8. It must not be libas shuhra, extravagant dress, or to show off, or something worn as status symbol. The awra, parts of the body that are impermissible. The awra, parts of the body that are impermissible to be displayed of a woman with others, is of 3 types. 1. With her husband, he can see whatever he wants of her. 2. With other women and her mahrams, they can see what is a parent of her, and that is like her face, her hair, her neck, her hands, her feet, and her wrist. 3. With other men, they are not allowed to see anything of her except that which is out of necessity, like her treatment. The reason for this is that a woman's temptation is in her face. Fatima bint Munzir, radiallahu anha, said, "We used to cover our faces from men." Al-Hakim. Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, "The riders would pass by when we were with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Ihram. When they drew near to us, one of us would lower her garment, jilbab, from her head over her face. And when they had passed by, would uncover our faces." Abu Dawood. Types of determined waiting period. Idda. There are various types of idda. 1. The idda of the pregnant or divorced woman until her delivery. 2. The idda of the widow is 4 months and 10 days. Is 4 months and 10 days. 3. The idda of woman who is divorced during her menses period, which is called novated divorce, talaq bidai. The 3 complete menstrual cycles after the divorce. 4. The idda of the woman who does not experience menses 3 months. During the period of the idda, it is obligatory for a woman who has the possibility that her husband may return her into the state of marriage to remain in her home with her husband, and he is allowed to see her and be alone with her until the period of Idda is over. Perhaps Allah will guide them to conciliation. The return, rajah, of the woman to her husband and the voiding of the divorce is either part the clear statement of the husband, like saying, "Rajatuki," I have returned you, i.e., to myself in marriage, or by having sexual intercourse. The act of returning her to the state of marriage does not require her consent. It is forbidden for a woman to give herself in marriage. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Any woman who marries without her wali, guardian's consent, then her marriage is void." Her marriage is void. Abu Dawood. It is forbidden for a woman to lengthen her hair artificially or to tattoo any part of her body. These two actions are major sins. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah has cursed the women who wear false hair and put it on others, and those who tattoo themselves and tattoo others." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is forbidden for a woman to ask her husband for divorce without any reason. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Any woman who asks her husband for a divorce when it is not absolutely necessary, the fragrance of paradise will be forbidden for her." Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. It is mandatory for a woman to obey her husband in that which is permissible, especially if he calls her to bid. The Prophet ﷺ said, "If a man calls his wife to his bed and she refuses and he spends the night angry with her, the angels curse her until morning." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is forbidden for a woman to put on perfume if she knows that she is going to pass men. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Any woman who puts on perfume then passes by people so that they can smell her fragrance, then she is so and so, i.e., an adulteress." Abu Dawood.